Culture keeps telling you that you're a victim, defined by your past, your pain, your skin color, your zip code. But Scripture declares something radically different. In Christ, you are full, complete, and alive. Every sin, every injustice, every label has been nailed to the cross, and the fullness of Jesus Christ now dwells in you. So stop living half empty and start walking into the public square as the victorious warrior God already says you are. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are going to dive into God's Word in just a few minutes. But if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside of that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It really does help us to accomplish our goal, which is to change our heart so that we change the public square. Here's all I know. I've been a pastor for 30 years, and the times that I've gotten into the Word of God daily, it has changed how my day has went. Why? It's not that the Word of God is a lucky charm or is somehow magical. It is that my mind will be set on the things of God instead of the things on this earth. And yes, you can still stumble throughout the day. Yes, you may fall down and God wants to pick you up and dust you off. We're not saying it creates the very fact that you're perfect, because none of us are. We need our Savior, Jesus Christ, to constantly pour out his grace and mercy upon our lives. But it does change us from the inside out. So we are in Romans chapter 15. And if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us to spread the gospel clear across Washington State as we go. So Romans 15, 28, it says this: "Therefore, when I have finished this and have put my seal on this fruit of theirs, I will go on my way of you to Spain." So Paul wants to go to Spain. "I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ." I just thought that last part of that phrase was really interesting. Here, Paul wants to travel to Spain, and he says, hey, when I show up, I'm going to come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. No matter where you find yourself, maybe you're picking up garbage because you work for Washington Waste Management. Maybe you're sitting in an office today. Maybe you are, I don't know, retired and you're having a cup of coffee and you're just sitting at home today. Did you know that the fullness of the blessing of Christ dwells inside of you? Your tank is not half empty. You are full and complete in Christ. And so he talks about greeting them. "I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ." So wherever you go today, wherever you walk today, I want to remind you that you are walking in that place, completely full of the Holy Spirit, the power of the living God dwelling inside of you. Your tank is not half empty. It is complete and full. And that it's the blessing of Christ. So let's go over to Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, starting there. "Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him." As you go into that public square today, walk in Christ Jesus. You received him by faith through grace, so walk in faith and grace today, and not pretend that you're half empty. You are full. You are complete in Christ, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Jesus Christ and established in your faith. So maybe you're an elected official and you are entering into that public space. And I want to remind you that you are firmly rooted, not in the things of this world, not in the culture of this world, but your roots go deep into the things of Christ, because the fullness of Christ dwells inside of you and you are a blessing. Maybe you're a doctor or a nurse and you're working in the medical field today. You are a blessing. You walk in there with the hands and feet and mind of Christ today, established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. Now look at this. "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception." Isn't that important? "According to the traditions of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ." So he lays out for us here in Colossians that we are to make sure that we are not taken captive by the culture's philosophy, traditions, elementary principles, but we are to be taken captive by Christ, and the fullness of Christ dwells in you. For in him, in Christ, all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you in Christ Jesus? In other words, have you repented of your sin and called Jesus Christ your Lord? If you are in Christ Jesus, then you're dwelling in the fullness of the deity. If Christ is in you, right? So the Bible is clear that we're in him, he's in us. Then the deity of the fullness of Christ dwells in you, okay? And in him, you have been made complete. And this is where the empty philosophies of this world, the elementary principles of this world, it wants to paint us as victims inside of this world that says, well, you're not complete. It's your parents' fault. It's the color of your skin's fault. It's the whatever else's fault. I'm here to tell you that you are not limited by anything that your parents did. You're not limited by the color of your skin. You're not limited by the place, the zip code that you were raised in. The fullness of Jesus Christ dwells in you. You are a victorious warrior for Jesus Christ today. You are walking in the newness of life today, and today is a brand new day. You are complete, and the enemy of your soul wants to say that you're incomplete and bring up the elementary principles and the traditions and the philosophies of this world and try to deceive you. But I say in the name of Jesus, O mighty warrior, mighty man of God, mighty woman of God, you are complete in the things of God. And in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority. Christ is the head over you. Christ is the head over every elected official and rule and authority, over every boss and manager. And in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, and the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Your heart, that bitterness that you've had, that unforgiveness that you've had, has been cut away because Jesus Christ has done an amazing work in you today. Having been buried with him, you are buried. Remember the gospel, death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. You've been buried with Christ in baptism, in which you also raised up with him. That resurrection power has brought newness of life. You are a brand new creation in Christ Jesus today. So you were raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your trespasses and transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive. So you're not incomplete. You're not dead. You're not a dead man walking today. You are made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions. Every one of your past sins are forgiven today. So walk into that place with confidence, boldness. Walk in that place with a great courage today, knowing that you have been bought with a price and you are brand new. He, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, so you're complete. These old things, this society and this culture wants to tell you that you are a victim, and I am here to tell you that you are not a victim today. The fullness of Christ dwells in your heart. Decrees against us, which was hostile towards us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. All of your sins have been nailed to the cross. Every past hurt, injustice, every past experience has been nailed to the cross. Now, you may be asking, well, then why do so many politicians bring up, identity politics and bring up all these kind of things? They do it so they can control you. When they make you a victim, then you got to have a savior, right? So, and they want to be your savior. I'm here to tell you that no elected official is your savior, and you are not a victim, because he who the Son has set free is free indeed. And he's canceled out their certificate of debt consisting of decrees against you. So yes, your father may have mistreated you. Yes. Another individual in your elementary school or junior high or high school mistreated you. Yes, all those things may have happened, but there's a greater truth that has happened, that he has come into your life and the fullness of Christ has been poured out into your heart and to your mind, and you are brand new. You're not a victim of your past. When he has disarmed the rulers and authorities, he has made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through Jesus Christ, through him. So your sins are nailed to the cross. You are full and complete. You're not lacking in anything. And God is growing you today in that new identity, that position in Jesus Christ, to know that you have been set free. Today is a day of freedom. What would change in Washington State if all of us stopped living like victims and that we're half full and started walking in the truth of God's word, saying, I don't need the government. I don't need my church. I don't need anything around me to be complete. I have Jesus Christ. And so therefore, I get to joyfully participate in my church, joyfully participate in my work, joyfully participate in my government, not because I'm trying to create a fullness there. My hope is not in those things, but simply because I'm a good steward and God has entrusted these things to me. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we confess Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that he was raised from the dead, that all of our sin has been nailed to the cross. We have been forgiven, that there are no transgressions that are held against us, that God, we know that you have buried us with Christ and you resurrect us with him as well. God, we thank you that the fullness of deity dwells in Jesus Christ and we dwell in Jesus and Jesus dwells in us and the power of the Holy Spirit dwells in us. So God, as we go into the public square today, open our eyes to the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast. Let us bring this hope of the gospel that there can be newness of life. There can be a freedom that comes outside of the things of this world that comes through Jesus. And so God, we thank you for that gospel message, that goodness, that mercy, that grace that you have placed upon us. God, we do not want to give in to the traditions, the empty principles, philosophies, and empty deception of this world. We surrender our lives to Jesus today. God, would you go before Governor Bob Ferguson today? Would you surround him with wisdom and insight? Let him bow his knees before you today. Would you go before President Trump? Let him be humble and be able to call on the name of Jesus Christ for all wisdom and all direction. God, we pray for every House, Senate, judicial branch. God, we pray that you would go before them today, God. Surround them in Jesus' name. Amen. Get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.